The Gemara continues, Daf Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph. We had the last Gemara. The Gemara said as follows. Rav Chisda said a statement. The only time two kinim on his parish is only belekichas bailim, at the time you acquire it, or basias koyin, but the koyin actually is moilik the oif. That's when the kinim are decided to be which one is the oil and which one is the chatos. Baini, baini, it cannot be decided. There's no such thing as being, after you mafish the mois, and now you already acquired it, you can't suddenly afterwards say it.
Then the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from our sugya b'shnei si'irim, that we see that if not for korol chatos, you can even do it. Shaloi b'shas lekicha, shaloi b'shas asiyah, and the Gemara is matra that raya. Then the Gemara brings the following raya.
It says as follows. If you have a person that is a oni, around 10 lines from the bottom, Toshma, Metame Mikdash Oni. Someone is an Oni. Tumas Mikdash, there's a carbon oil of Yogurt. If you can afford it, you bring a behema. If you can't, you bring two birds. If you can't even afford that, you bring soilus, you bring a mincha. But Toshma, Metame Mikdash Oni, you enter the Mikdash, you're an Oni, you're chayiv to bring a chatas and oil, a bird. Vivish Mois, the kinoi, you're mafish the Mois. Veheshe, now you became wealthy. So now, Bishasta Krova, you have a different carbon, you have a chatos, a behema only. The Achach Omar, the Gemara is happening right now, is you said afterwards, after you became an usher, you said that this money that I set aside, Eilu l'chatos, this should be for the chatos. Now you don't bring a chatos bird, you bring a chatos animal. Veilu lo oil osoy, it has no words, oil osoy, because there's no oil you bring anymore. So what do you do for the mois that was for chatos? Mois, if we maybe choy vosom it may chatos, you can be mois for that mois, because a behemoth chatos costs much more than an oif chatos. The ain mois, if we maybe choy vosom it may a loss, but you can't use the oil money for chatos, it has to be yiplum adova. You kaveya when? At the time when you say this. At the time you say this, it's neither lekicha nor asiyah. So how's the chak bechlal that it's chal? That this was an oil and this a chatos and this you moisev and this you can't do anything with? Must be, omer rav sheshes, this whole braisa doesn't make sense. Because after all, betizbro, v'omer rav elazar rav eishi, mitame mikdash osher. If a person is wealthy, he cannot bring a carbon oni. The heavy carbon oni, lo yotzo. That's a blazer shita. So what makes this into an oil if it's not yotz? It's not his carbon. Someone is not meshach shayach to a carbon. How is it chal the shame? Hechi kova must be when he was an usher. He wasn't kaveh when he was an usher that it's an oil. Must be this took place earlier. He said this before he became wealthy. And then it was kova for an oil and for a chatos. So Hanami, once you're amending and you're saying he said it earlier, so our braisa that said that you're mafnish mois, and then after you became usher, and then you said, it doesn't mean you said afterwards. It means you said it earlier. Because the kasha was, you can't say anything, only b'shas l'kicha or b'shas asiyah. And saying after your mafish is not neither l'kicha or asiyah. Enter the gemara, achna mishkva oma b'shas afrosha. You said it earlier, b'shas afrosha. And afrosha is l'kicha, like Rashi says on the first word line. Ve'oma b'shas afrosha, el chaz ve'el oilo, v'achach hashir. So the oma is before the hashir. Umevi, your moisif. So the Maskon Gemara is, Rav Chisda's statement is correct. You can only do b'shas afrosha, which is lekicha or b'shas asiyah, not beini beini. And that which we find that a carbon, an oni shehesher, that he has to be moisif on the mois and on in the oil goes in the dova, being moisif on the mois, not the pshat that he said it after. Because afterwards is nothing. It means he said it b'shas ani yusoy, b'shas afrosha, which is takashas lekicha. But Rabbi Loza Shita is that oni veheshir, Rabbi Loza Shita is that oshir vehevi carbon oni, because that was the whole Gemara's raya, that it has to be, you have to amend the brisa. A wealthy person that brings a carbon oni is not yoitza. So it must be this whole wealthy person with the oni carbon means that he was mafish when he was an oni. So that's how you amend the brisa earlier too. But the Rabbi Loza Shita is Oshir that brings a carbon oni is not yoitza. In fact, the Gemara now, what did you say? We'll see soon in Amud Beis. We shouldn't even say the chiddush is that the other monies is automatically for something else. If part of the money I'm saying is for A, so the chiddush is that the other money goes for B. That's part of the chiddush. I think the Ritva, other Rishonim, the parents. Oh, zok the Gemara. So now we have a Baplukton Rebbe Loza. The whole reason why we had not shver before that it's not a steer to Rav Chisda, that it's either b'shas dekich or b'shas asiyah, is because Rabbi Loza's statement you have to amend, and once you amend Rabbi Loza's statement you have to say a word then before that it was a Oni veheshe means he did it a bit earlier. And that's takam shas lekicha. B'shas afros is the kicha. But Rav Chaga is the bar plukta Rav Loz, and he says, the omay yotza, meaning an oshir that brings b'dieved and oif is yotza. So then you don't have to amend anymore the statement. And if you don't have to amend it, then what did before? Mechatez, it's b'shas lekicha, b'shas afrosha. Then it's chayin alak Rav Chizda. Uleb Chaga, omay Rav Eishid, omay yotza, meaning an oshir that brings the carbon on is yotza. He can get away cheap. So zog di gemara, Michael and Meymar. Zog mo mem alfa mem beis, Michael and Meymar. Zog Rashi. So back to the kasha, not like Rav Chizda. Vochol la b'shas lekicha, la b'shas asiyu v'kovalei. You don't have to say that he did it earlier because he conked him yoytza. A carbon osher could bring a carbon oni. Because we said it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's a mishabeshto. How could an osher be yoytza with the oni? He can't be yoytza. Must be that he was on a vekeshtelt as an oni when he was an oni. But according to Rav Chaga, he could be yoytza. So there's no right that it was a vekeshtelt earlier. So it's neither shas lekicha or shas asiyu. Zok the Gemara, loitema v'achach omar. You have to amend the braisa as follows. Not afterwards he said, because that doesn't make sense. You can't say if it's not shas lekicha or shas asiyu. Eleema v'achach lokach v'omar. You have to insert that he went and he was lokach afterwards. So there was a shas lekicha. Shas lekicha, taka works. So there's a machloikas taka, Rav Chaga and Abelozer, if an osher could be yoytza, the common oni. But according to Rav Chaga, that you could be yoytza. So enech hanami, in order to coincide with Rav Chizda, it's only lokach v'omar. It has to be a lokach too. The omar means it was a lokach. Zog the Gemara, lokach, it says in the Braisa that he has to be moisif on the Demei Chatos, and the oil goes on the Dova. Now, if it's lokach, zog the Gemara, lokach, if he actually bought the animal at that time for a Chatos, the bought the bird, lokach, so moisif umevi chayvosa maininu. There is no mois maybe chavosa. If lokach means he actually acquired it, not that he was mafish the mois. Mafish mois means it's money. On that, you can be moisif in order to buy a behemoth. But if you're saying now it means not omayin who is mafish, but he actually was lokach a bird, so how could a bird turn into an animal? It's not a bird. A bird is not a bird. It's not an animal. So how could it be your moisif? Moisif on what? A bird is not an animal. Zog the Gemara, elo ema v'achach lokach v'omar. Frek the Gemara, lokach moisif maybe chavosa maininu. So what does it mean, your moisif? Zok the Mora, it means you have to be poyed to the bird. The porikle, in the chanami, you have to be poyed to the bird. Frag the Gemara, who said you can be poyed to the bird? Vo ein pidyon le'oif. And the reason why there's no pidyon in oif is it's exeris hakosuf. The pidyon is only by behema. Zok Rashi, the hochit nam besechs menochas, ava le'oif is vala voina vak lishoches ein lem pidyon shlo nema ela be behema. By behema is it in pidyon. So if there's no pidyon, so what's a pshat? So the Rishash Menachos, he explains, and he says that the reason why there's a pidyon by behema, because a behema, after you shecht it, after you makdish it, I mean, it still needs a kedusha of a klishoris, the mekabel the dam, the sakin is mekadish the dam. You still need the process of kedusha to be continued. So kozman, you're still in the midst. It's not over. It's not final. It's not passe. So you still can be poided. Mashenken and oif, there is no kabbalah of the dam and the klishoris. It goes straight in the Mizbeach. There is no klishoris that you need to fear or something. So it's a fire to Gazach. So mele, you can't be poida. You can only be poida because it's not done yet. But something gets done already, fakert by a oif, we look at it as if it's in Scottish Bekli already. Because you don't need a Kli. It's over. Once it's in Scottish Bekli, you can't be poida something. By a behema, you still can be poida because it still needs a Kiddush Kli in the klishoris. So you still can be poida. Mashengen a oif that doesn't require that. So it's over. So it's like in the Scottish Bekli. So Meli can't be poided. That's a Rishash Menachos. Levoina would need a. Levoina was saying that do not have opinion. According to Rishash, means that it's over. It doesn't need a kiddush anymore. But could be it's ready in Scottish already in the first Kli. So once something in the Scottish, it can't be. Once something in the Klisharis, it can't be nifta. Once it's in the klishoris, it can't be nifta. So by a behem is not in the klishoris yet, it could be nifta. A levoin is already in the klishoris. Zog the Gemara. So the question is, ein pidyon l'oif. So what does it mean? You take it and you upgrade it. You have to poid it first. If you acquired it, then it's an actual bird, not just money. Well, you can't upgrade it, you can't be poid it. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rav Papa. Kegoin shelokach prei da'achas. You took one bird. You didn't acquire both. You bought one. Now, we don't know what this bird is. Is it an oila or is it a chatos? Zog the Gemara, e oila zovin, if what you acquired was an oila, Now, when Osher doesn't bring an oila, he only brings one animal, a chatos, like we explained based on Eben Ezra, because a behema has a krovis emerin, a bird doesn't. So a bird needs the oila to compensate because there's no akrova of the emerin on the chatos oif. So Zakhma, what is bird? E oila zoven, if it's an oila, so moitzev maybe chavosa mid me chatosai. If this bird is an oila, so you moitzev maybe chavosai from the leftover money. The leftover money is meant for chatos, and that leftover money you upgrade now into a chatos, into an animal. And what he do is his actual bird, by oila ozel nadova. The oila becomes an oila nadova. I chatos oven, if this bird that you acquired was a chatos oif, so ein moitzev maybe chavosai mid me alosai. The remaining money, which is now the me oila, that's the chiddush. You ask, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the remaining money becomes the me oila, cannot be upgraded now to chatos, because the me oila can be turned into the me chatos. So the dme oila cannot be moisef on, the leftover money, and the actual bird, behind the chatos, the actual bird, and now that he's an osher, he has nothing to do with the bird that's a chatos, oz lo lemisa, it has to go lemisa. And Zokta Rashi, ichata zoven, if what I acquired was an actual bird of chatos, Zokta Rashi, the chiddush is, that's what Bene Peres points out, hukva mois tzibur asheni, lo oila, ay de lekichazu. The chiddush is that the rest of the money turns into an oila money now. The money that's left over becomes a shaft, because it's meant for oila. That you actually tomus, yovi, mois, vikach, you have to new money to acquire behema. And that's like what you have to do. Zoktimo gufa, the etzem machloikas that we had now, machloikas Rabbi Lozer and Reb Chogge. Reb Chogge says an osher can get away cheap with a carbon of an oni. Rabbi Lozer says no. Metame mikdash osher ve'ebi korban oni lo yotza. Zog di gemorah dis machloikas gufam Rabbi Lozer ma'ab eishia metame mikdash osher ve'ebi korban oni lo yotza. That's a Lozer shita. V'Reb Chogge am Rabbi eishia he holds that you yotza. Fek di marakasha meis ve'ei mitzoyga oni. Now, till now we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshov. Will you bring a korban oil of yoyot? Depends on your status. Are you wealthy or not? A mitzoyra also has a mitzoyga oni or an osher. Is it chatz oil of osher birds or is it animals? Zog demog a mitzoyga oni shehevi korban osher. Here's the opposite. If a pauper wants a splurge, a mitzoyga oni, he pushed himself and he brings a korban osher, is yotza. However, the opposite, osher shehevi korban oni, a mitzoyra osher that's wealthy, he brings the birds instead, chatz oil and shlomim, lo yotza. He's not yotza. So what do we see over here? Behedin alag Reb Chogge. Reb Chogge just finished saying by Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshov that an osher shehevi korban oni is yotza. It says by mitzvah lo yotza. That's a moskasha. And for the Gemara, shiny hosa mitzvah is different. Dichsiv zois. It says by mitzvah. Zois tiyateres hamitzvah b'yom tagos v'uvel akoyin. This is a special parasha of zois. Zois is telling me that it's very specific. The osher cannot bring a korban oni. Yes, Reb Chogge holds he could by a tumas mikdash v'kadoshov, but not by mitzvah. It says zois tiyateres hamitzvah. So why the opposite? When the oni brings a korban osher by mitzvah and he pushes himself to bring something that he doesn't can't afford, he's yoitzer. Vos mitzois? Zog mori yochi reisha nami. By an oni that brings an osher, why is he yoitzer? By mitzvah? And to the gemara, the special ribui. Harabi achmana toiras. Toiras hamitzvah is telling me that even an oni can bring the korban of the osher. Fact the gemara, we learned for Tanya, we learned from Teiras, L'rabbis mitzvah oni, shehevi korban, for Tanya's bin chusa, for Tanya like we learned, Teiras, L'rabbis mitzvah oni, shehevi korban osher, so he's taka yoitza, that does stay in Teiras. So yochal afilo osher shehevi korban oni, maybe the osher that brings the korban oni should be yoitza, like Reb Chogge says by mikdash v'kadoshov, and by mitzvah we say it doesn't work. Zois is telling me be'edya. So you have a rebo and you have a mute. Zois is telling me that by an osher shevi korban oni by mitzvah is lo yotza. Zois the teres hametzera, and teres is telling me that a yamar ben oni he can bring a korban osher. He can push himself to bring something that he can't afford. Mash enkin and osher brings the oni by mitzvah is not yotza. I Reb Chogge by mikdash v'kadoshov says osher shevi oni yotza. That's because over there there's no rebo and mute of zois and teres. Frek the gemara, but maybe learn how to mikdash v'kadoshov from mitzvah. V'neil of mino. Maybe learn that just like by mitzvah, an osher that brings a korban on his layotza because it says zois tiyateres hamitzvah. It says zois, so maybe learn from mitzvah that tumas mikdash kadoshim should not be yotza when you're an osher to bring in a korban oni. Zok the gemara mi et rachmana v'im dalhu. The pasuk says clearly Vimdalu, that this din, that a mitzvah osher is not yotze with the carbon oni, is specifically gezokt of by mitzvah. Vimdalu. So Meli, you can't learn from here who had in Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov an osher shehevi oni lo yotze. Rav Chagatak holds yitaka yotze. That's the maskonah sagamorah. Now the chinuch paskins that there's two sugyas. There's a sugya of Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov. And that's of Chaga holds taka that an osher shevi oni yotze, and Abeloza says not. And there's a sugi of mitzera. By mitzera oni shevi carbon osher, he's yotze, but an osher shevi carbon oni is not yotze, and that's not shver on Rav Chaga. Now, the chinuch paskins that an oni is not yotze with a behema. That means by Tumas Mikdash, I'm sorry. By Tumas Mikdash, he passes. By Tumas Mikdash, by Mitzvah, we say you can push yourself. You could be Yotze. But by Tumas Mikdash, Kedoshov, there's a machloikas, Osher, Shevi, Korban, Oni. What about an Oni that pushes himself to bring behemoth? By Tumas Mikdash, Kedoshov. Zok de Chinuch, you're not Yotze. Why you're not Yotze? That Lechera, why you're not Yotze that he's by behemoth? Even by Mitzvah, it does work. So there's numerous terutzim in the shoinim and the achronim exactly what this vart is. So the pshat is like this: either the reason is because the reason why an oni mitzvah that pushes himself is yoitza, because what's the Meshech Chochma says? What's the whole reason that one of the reasons why you're a mitzvah? Because of tzar ayin. Well, over here he's pushing himself to bring something more. So a male mitzvah is gezokt and an oni that's heavy carbon osher is yotze. By Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov, the one who say this din, it's a din. It's like a drushaza. It's gezokt by mitzvah because it's tzorayin, and now he's amending that by doing going pushing himself. So that's why he's yotze. Now another reason brought down is because after all, what does a mitzvah bring? A mitzvah brings osham, chatos, and oila. Three carbonus. The difference just is between an oni and an osher. Is it a behemoth or is it an oif? So a mela, an oni that brings the three animals, he's yoitzim because it's the same three. The question is it oif or a behemoth? Oni mitzvah is a heavy carbon osher by mitzvah because it's chatos. It's a osham chatz and oila. So you bring the same osham chatz oila. Just instead of oif, it's a behemoth. Masha Enkin, by Tumas Mikdash Kedosh, we said it's a fundamental difference. By a chatos, by a behemoth, it's a chatos. By a oni, it's an oila and a chatos. So you want an oni not to be yoitzim with only chatos? An oni has to bring an oila and a chatos. Yes, one is a bird and a chatos you have inclusive. We said the lomdus is an emigin. So man, it's like Lemais at the end of the day, he didn't bring what's prescribed for him. What's prescribed for him is oila and chatos of a bird. He brings out behemoth. You're missing the oila. That's the difference. That's pshat in the chinuch. Why, when it comes to mitzvah, oni shehevi osher avadi is yoitza. Mashenga, when it comes to Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov, oni shehevi korban osher, he would not be yoitza. Be mixing up two things. If he does that, maybe the svara that he's missing the oila part. But maybe it's a partnership. The oil and chatz go together by the oifas. Zok the Mishnah. Kosha loshen shel zehoyris. Now we're going to the soyra mishtalech. Kosha loshen shel zehoyris b'roish soyra mishtalech. Now the question is, a kesher we know in Hilchos Shabbos, kesher shel kayoma is osa, the raisa. Kesher she'en shel kayoma is not. The roish mishtalech is kayoma. No one is untying it. It's down the cliff. So if it falls off on its own because it rolls down, maybe it's not kayoma. But assuming that it remains there. So then it's kayoma. So what's taka de heta? It's not shvus, it's a deraisa. Where does it say in the Torah you have to be kosher lesh shazuris? We learn this out by lemaisa. But lemaisa, what's the pshos? Either it's taka chelik ed avoida, okay? But there's a yesoid of a pshul leib, and he says as follows in Shuvas Meil Diskin. He says, in a big yesoid in Hilchos Shabbos, this is, a kesher shel kayoma that stays shel kayoma b'metzias, but you have no interest in it being shel kayoma. It's a gate minish on it lo nichalei is not a shame kesher shel kayoma. So we bald the loshen shel zuhuris. I don't care the status of it now that after it's dumped and it's thrown down the cliff. So I don't need the kesher kayoma. That's not a shame kesher kayoma. It's a big enough community of Shabbos when you're tying something and you don't care for it to be a kesher kayoma. So then it would not be a shame kesher kayoma. Keshakom means I want it to remain tied. But if you don't want, something goes in the garbage. Okay, garbage. Something goes in the garbage. It's in the dumpster. What do I care if it's tied or not? I want it tied till I put it in the garbage. After 5 minutes, let it open up. The cats open. It doesn't make a difference. So it'll be enough communing. Shame keshakom.
Zog the Mishnah Kesha, Kosha Loshen Shal Zahiris Begoy Soya Mishalech. At the head of on the horn of the Soya Mishalech, he ties this red strand. The Hamidoi Keneged Beis Shiluchoi. And the Soya is now in the Mikdash towards the Mizrach, the direction of Yehuda, the Beis Shiluchoi. Vele Nishchat, and the one that's going to get shechted, Keneged Beis Shchitosoi, Keneged the Beis Ashchita. Bolo Yetzaporoi Shnia. This is by the first part. Now he goes, this till now was the first part. Now there was the second video. The second video is for the Ochav HaKahanim. V'semich sh'yodav olav is misvada. V'kachoy oimer, ona Hashem, chotosi ovisi poshatil, v'nech ani uveisi, u'bnei Aaron, am kedoy shecho. Ona Hashem, first is l'fnei Hashem, and then second one is the etzim kapora. The etzim vidui kapeno, lavoin is lapshoim, v'lechtoim shavisi, v'shapashat, v'shchotos, v'nech ani uveisi, u'bnei Aaron, am kedoy shecho. Kakos, v'shech, 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 and the third time he says Shem Hashem. Ki ba yoim azeh yechaper aleichem letayesem kochatzechem lefnei Hashem titoru ve'noin nemachu boch Shem koit machusel lo'olam voed. Now, the Lashon HaMishnah is that you tie a zuhuris on the Soya Mishalech first and then on the Nishchat. Frek de Gvur Sari, the Nishchat is definitely more Kaddish, it's shechted. The one that's thrown off the cliff is not shechted. So why are you doing the Maisa first on the someone that's Tuffel versus the one on the Iker? The Choyot should be the opposite. So the answer that's given is because this, we'll see soon in the Gemara, the tying on the head of the Soya Mishalech is a chelik with the avoida. You have to see if it's malbin or not. Masha'engin, the tying on the head, on the neck, it's going to be of the Soya that's nishchat, is only that it shouldn't get mixed up with other karbonas that are running around in the Beis HaMikdash, a karbon musaf or something. So mele, it's not be'etzim a chelik with the avoida. You're going to tie it, but it's not in order that it's a chelik davar, it should be the Lashon Zuhuris that becomes Malbin. So Mele Taka goes first, even though it's not as Kaddish. Zog the Gemara, that's what we mean in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Ibailu, Lenish Ula Nishchat. It says in the Mishnah, Kosha Lashon Zuhuris B'Goy Shsoy HaMishaleach, V'Emidah K'Rebi Shiluchoy, Ula Nishchat. So what does it mean, the Nishchat is Be'esh Chitosoy? Does a Nishchat mean that you tie the Lashon? Ula Nishchat means your mind made it connected to Be'esh Chitosoy. What does Ula Nishchat mean? There's an actual Lashon Shal Zuhuris, or it's only you where you're placing him? Zok Mo Yibayilu, Ula Nishchat, Akshira Koyi, that you actually tie a ribbon. By the Nishchat too, around the neck, Oy Hamad Koyi, where you place it. Zok Mo Toshma, bring a ride, a Tony Rav Yosef, Kosha Lashon Shal Zuhuris, B'goy Shal HaMishalech. The Rosh Shal HaMishalech has around its horn a Lashon Zuhuris. Then me to connect the Beis Shiluchoi to the direction where it's going to be thrown down the cliff. Well, the Nishchat, and the one that's slaughtered, Shechted, Kenega Beis Chitosei, black and white, you tie a ribbon, Kenega Beis Chitosei, around its neck. Shalo Yis'arev, Zebezeh, it shouldn't get mixed up, number one, with the Soya Mishtaleach. One is on the horn, and one is on the neck. Horn is Nishtaleach, and the neck is Nishchat. And in addition, Velo Yis'arev Bachegim, it shouldn't be mixed up with other Korbonas. After all, the Korin is doing a lot of avoidus. Right? He's after that grolla, he goes and he does
Lefnai v'Lefnai. That's the only seer you have. It's not going to get mixed up with the power.
No, there's other seerim. There's all types of korbanas. There's korban musaf. There's seerim going on over there. There's other seerim. Especially the Kohen right now is occupied and preoccupied. He's going Lefnai v'Lefnim after the agrola. So who's watching that korban over there? Everyone's watching the Kohen. So Zog the Gemara, in addition, V'lo Yis'arev Bachegim. He should be mixed up with other seerim. So Zog the Gemara, we see clearly it's tied. Iyam v'shlom akshira koi, that there's an actual ribbon by the Sora, that's Nishchat. So Shapir, so that makes sense. It shouldn't be mixed up with other ones. Eli yamet hamodah koi, it's only on the hamodah, but there's nothing tied. So nei, the b'chavir le'ma'arev, ein chenami. It's not Nis'arev now with the Sora Mishalech, but the Sora Mishalech has a ribbon around its horn. The one that's thrown off the cliff, the Mishalech has a ribbon, it's not Nis'arev with that. The high kotebe, v'ala kotebe, the Mishalech has a kshira, and the one that's Nishchat doesn't have a kshira. However, b'achinami is ma'arev. What about other seirim of Musaf that are in the base of Mikdash? It might be Misarev. El alav shemami, no. Akshira koi, meaning there's a kshira in the base of Shchita, so you're not going to get mixed up, neither with the Ksar Mishalech, nor with other seirim. Shmami no. And on this we said, why is it done second? Because it's only Shalo Yis'arev. It's not a chelik that avoid it should be malbin like the Soya Mishaleach, where that's why attack is done first, the Maisa of Kshira. Mashiach over here, even though it's more Kaddish, but we balt, it's only in order Shalo Yis'arev, Zog the B'chaim, that it's not considered, B'chaim instances is brought down B'shmoy, that this is not considered a chelik that avoid it, it's only Shalo Yis'arev, so it's attack a second. Zog the Gemara Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei L'shoinois Shomati. There are two L'shoinois. Achas shel pora v'achas shel soya mishalech. Soya mishalech is our tzugya. This is a lashon shel zuhuris. By the pora steht oichet v'lokha koin eitz eres v'ezo v'shnisa las v'ishlich al toich schreves ha pora. That the schreves ha pora aduma, you also have a ribbon. and you hishlich. You have to throw it into the fire. So tell the shayna shemati. Achas shel pora v'achas shel sogam shalech. Achas tzich hashir. One of them requires a shir. You need a certain amount. V'achas ene tzich hashir. V'lo yedan heminai. Which one has a shir? Which one not? Om rabbi yoytzim nixi anon. Shel sogam shalech deboi chaluka. After all, the sogam shalech has to have, besides on the sogam shalech, also on the rock that throne also needs, and also on the nishchat, like we said now, it needs on the nishchat also, that it shouldn't get mixed up with other seerim in the Beis Mikdash. So it needs chaluka, so it needs a shir. Boy shir. V'shapog lo boy chaluka, loy boy shir. That would be the difference. Fek mo kash masal gomon b'chomer, the poranami, boy shkoivet. After all, pora, it says in the Pasuk, v'hishlich el tuch shkevis ha-pora. It needs to have a certain weight, in order, otherwise it can't be thrown into the pora. So it needs a shir, because it has to be v'hishlich. Omer le'rove, koivet ha-noy, it's a machlokes ha-noy if you need a koivet at all. I'll ask you a different kasha, that pora also needs chalukah. Because Eisvei Abaya, it says as follows, Ketzer Oysa, Korchon Bishyore Loshen. You korich the Eitz Erez and Eitz of Enshli Salas, you korich it Bishyore Loshen. Shore means leftover. Leftover means it was a chalukah. Chalukah to something. Shore means a split. So we see clearly it's a chalukah. So it needs a shear. Zogim no, shiore doesn't mean split. Ema beznav loshen. It means the leftover. Not leftover because you split it, but the end piece, the znav. Om rav chonam rav. Eitz erez v'shni salash shekoltasim shal evetz kshego. If let's say you throw the sefes apora. But before it reaches the fire reaches it, you have to throw it in the sefes apora. But let's say the flames go upward and it consumes it before it reaches it. Are you yoitz or not? Zog the mora, eitz erez v'shni talaz v'shkoltasim shal evetz kshego. If let's say it got singed before it reached the fire, maybe loshen achir mekadesh, you have to do it again. Is mashmetz posel, so you're not yoitza. Omer abaya loy kasha, depends how it got singed. Loy kasha kam bekolachas kam in chfefes. Meaning, if it never reached the fire emanates and shoots up. That's kolachas. Then you're not yoitza. Benichfefes. That means the coals are downward. And then it got consumed, so that's not considered that it didn't reach. That's called reaching. Rav Omar, another teretz. We'll stop over here. Koivet tanoi. The etzim din, if you need a koivet, is a machlokes tanoim. And memela daubin afkamina, if you yoitza before, if it got consumed before it hit the fire. The tanya lama karchon. Why do you tie it together with the etz eres and the etz of shnitalas? K'dei shukulam baguda achas. Meaning, you don't need a shear. It's baguda achas. Divi Rebbe. The purpose of tying it is in order to have a weight. Meaning, it's a clear machlokes if you have to have a koivet in order to be noifel b'tach sefes apora. So it says clearly, Elazar Rav Shimon holds, you need a koivet sheep l'tach sefes apora. So the brayse that it says that your yoitza, even if the fire consumed it, doesn't hold like over here. Here it says, v'yiplu t'ch sefes apora, that's to fall into the sreifa. And the other brayse, the brass that says that you're not yoitzer is because you need a koivet and has to fall into the safe spot. The nafkamina, if it needs to fall into the safe or not, is the machloikas if it needs a koivet or not. We'll stop over here.